Kent Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate you tuning in. It's the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, whatever you're doing, if you're stuck in an airport, well, sucks to be you right now. If you're on a crowded highway, well, sucks to be you right now. But if you're like me, you've already hit the vacation spot and you're nicely ensconced in your little portable studio, well, then life's pretty good right now. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. First and foremost, just text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. I read text messages all the time, so whether your affiliate carries the program live or delayed, or they repeat it tomorrow, or you're listening on the podcast, whenever you're hearing something and you want to make a comment about it, all you got to do is send me a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. And then for everything regarding the show, if you want to find a local affiliate, what time they carry the program, you want to see on the map all the stations we are on across the country, you want to download the podcast, you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to see, you want to go on my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What am I leaving out? Some of the stories that we post during the week on the weekday program, everything that you could possibly ever want about me or this program, you can find on this one simple website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So let's get started. A little roadmap for today, because it is the 4th of July weekend. I would be remiss if we didn't at least walk through a part of the Declaration of Independence. So we will do that in the third hour. We're going to walk through the Declaration of Independence a little bit, because it's always fascinating to me anyway, the parallels between what those members of the Continental Congress signed on July 4, 1776, and some of their complaints and bitches and, you know, gripes about what, you know, King George was doing. And compared to what's happening between us plebes and the federal government today, man, the parallels are astonishing sometimes. So at some time over the weekend, you are probably going to have, I don't know, a cocktail of some sort. You might have a glass of iced tea. If you're in the South, you'll have sweetened iced tea, which I've never understood. Or you might have unsweetened tea. You might have a little margarita. You might have, I don't know, a little, you know, bourbon on the rocks or something. But nothing, apparently nothing, escapes the climate cops. I had a conversation. I was telling the story on the weekday program, and it's an example, in my opinion, of how this whole climate crisis, the Church of the Climate Fanatics, has infiltrated almost every aspect of American life. So I'm getting a haircut. I recently switched barbers, and a friend of mine recommended this person, so I've had her cut my hair a couple of times. And, you know, we typical chit-chat, you know, talking about our dogs, talking about our kids, talking about whatever. And somehow, because we've had some incredible summer storms in Colorado, we've had tornadoes, we've had giant hail, we've had flood. It's been like living in Seattle, except you don't have Mount Rainier. We've got the Rocky Mountains. And in the course of this conversation, she started talking about, you know, how much water they had had. She wasn't going to be able to plant her garden this year because she just didn't have time between taking care of roof damage from hail and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, she's just rambling about stuff. But as she starts talking about the amount of rain we had, she starts talking about how she had seen, and I don't recall whether she used the term documentary or she had just seen a news story. I don't know what it was. But the gist of what she was telling me was this. You know, the weather's gotten really weird. And, you know, and she used specifically the term water table, water level. So I thought she's referring to groundwater. You know, all the rivers of water that we have underground. For example, I'm broadcasting from our undisclosed location in New Mexico right now, and our home sits on a river. Where I'm 100 yards or less from a river. And it's flowing very beautifully, but our water well is, well, we have a deep sand point simply because we want the best water we can get. I could drop a sand point or a line maybe 3 feet and hit water. The water table is that high. So when she said water table and water level, I kind of thought that's what she was talking about. But nope, I was wrong. She started describing how she, based on this news story or documentary, whatever it was, that she was concerned about, is it going to happen to her in her lifetime, because many people believe that it is, that New York and Miami are going to be completely underwater. And it's one of those moments where you're trying to decide in your mind, you know, look, I'm just here to get a haircut. I really don't want to get into a climate debate. And I don't really want to point out, have you thought about logically? Have you thought about really kind of how stupid what you're saying is? Let's take New York, for example. So New York, I don't know what the sea level of New York is, but let's say it's 6 feet. Manhattan Island's got to be a little above sea level, so it's, you know, 6 feet, 10 feet, whatever it is, above sea level. But you take the Chrysler Building, you take the Freedom Tower, you take the Empire State Building, Hell's Bells, you take just any building down in lower Manhattan on Wall Street, and now you imagine somehow that sea levels have risen to the point that New York City is underwater. And if you just stop and think about the logic of that, there's only one way to make that really work. And that would be the sea levels are not going to raise or increase that much. Maybe Manhattan, which is solid as a rock, maybe it's going to just drop into the middle of the earth. And so suddenly the top of the Empire State Building is now 6 feet above sea level. I mean, that's the only way it makes sense. You take Miami Beach, for example. Miami, one of the most developed cities on the Atlantic seaboard, and you think about all of the, I mean, everything from Fort Lauderdale to West Palm Beach to South Beach to Miami Beach, all the way down to Monroe County and the Keys, and all of that right along the Atlantic. And the Atlantic and the Caribbean and all of that water. And somehow that's going to rise to the level that 30 or 40 story office buildings in downtown Miami or taller are going to be underwater. And you suddenly realize that it's not worth having the conversation, that you're just there to get a haircut, get your hair cut, get it cut, get in, get out. But it drives me bats. It drives me nuts to think that without even... Now, this is a smart woman. Don't get me wrong. She speaks three or four languages. Not that that means anything, but certainly three or four more languages than what I speak. But she speaks several languages. She's very well educated. She comes from a line of engineers and doctors and lawyers, and she's just one of these individuals that you just know intuitively is smart, yet here we're having a discussion about it's really going to be underwater? Well, now the whole kooks, and I do mean kooks, who have taken a magazine like Scientific America and make it into a laughingstock, are now demanding that we stop putting ice in cocktails. Now, why would we want to stop putting ice in cocktails? I was thinking maybe tonight at dinner having a really nice margarita, a really nice, reposado tequila, a little bit of Cointreau or triple sec, a little bit of lime juice over a couple of ice cubes. Stir that, baby. You got the perfect margarita. But no, we can't do that anymore because of the climate. Seriously? Here's what they write in Scientific American. For years, the hospitality industry has seen diners clamoring for foods that prioritize climate-friendly practices, such as local and seasonal ingredients that are grown or raised with carbon footprints in mind. You know, let's stop right there for a second. The farm-to-table movement, I'm all in favor of that. The more you can help local farmers, local ranchers, the people that are true stewards of the land, I'm all for that. But I don't do it because of carbon footprint. I do it because I'm trying to support the local economy. Scientific American contingent says this, yet cocktail culture, I didn't know there was such a thing as cocktail culture, but apparently there is. Cocktail culture hasn't been hit with the same scrutiny as the American West experiences water scarcity. Wait a minute. Have you looked around? We've gone from drought to the snowpack in the Rocky Mountains, in some places 700% above normal. 700% above normal. As the American West experiences water scarcity, they write, and energy prices remain volatile, the protocol for properly made cocktails doesn't look sustainable. Is it possible to make satisfying cocktails without so much ice? Leave my cocktails alone. Leave them alone. Now, you may think that's the end of the story, but oh, no. The author calls for energy efficient, climate conscious cocktail movement and start using room temperature drinks. You know, I've been all over Europe. Europe, you order a Diet Coke. Japan, you order a Diet Coke. A lot of places you order Diet Cokes outside the United States. It doesn't come with ice. The ice is just not ubiquitous overseas like it is here. But that doesn't mean that I don't want ice here. And it doesn't mean that because I do want ice, I'm going to destroy the planet. Unless, of course, you listen to Scientific American. I'll tell you more about what they say after this. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael, your message, 33103. Scientific American goes off the deep end of the cocktail next.
Go with your guts. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. Dinovite. Dynovite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess, always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started to see improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try Dynovite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at Dynovite.com/radio. That's Dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, every once in a while, you just come across stories that they're just too stupid to be true. But in case it is, it's Scientific American. So Scientific American is now attacking ice in cocktails. Yeah. Is there anything? Let's see. Refrigeration is offensive to the climate gods. And by refrigeration, I mean, you know, like your ice box, your refrigerator, whatever you might call it, air conditioning, washers and dryers, dishwashers, gas stoves, and the latest to hit the climate gods was apparently wood-fired pizza in New York City. Now, that may be a bridge too far, and in fact, that may be the one thing that puts the climate activists out of business entirely. You go after New Yorkers' pizza, that may be it. For me, it's coming after ice in my cocktail. So the author of this story in Scientific American really does call for, quote, an energy-efficient, climate-conscious cocktail movement that entails room-temperature drinks. Question for you. I want you to think about this. If you believe that the millions of Americans that will use ice in a soft drink, that will use ice in a cocktail, that will use ice in a glass of water and a glass of sweetened or unsweetened tea. And I know you don't get it, that unsweetened or sweetened tea. I just can't do it. But if you're from Georgia, like I've already got a text message, if you're from Georgia and you love sweetened tea, that's okay. You're just wrong and I'm right. But hey, you know, que sera, que sera, or que sera, sera, que sera, sera. But you start coming after my ice and my cocktails. Have you thought about just how absurd that is? So everybody's going to be using ice in this country this weekend. Let's say that we just eliminated ice together. You know, they'd make a great constitutional law. I'm sure that would make its way to the Supreme Court, and we'd have a new decision by the Supreme Court that would have everybody else going back crap crazy because they've said that, you know, yes, ice is discriminatory or something. We eliminate all ice. No more ice in anything. Sweet tea, unsweetened tea, Diet Coke, regular Coke, cocktails. Whatever it might be, just plain old ice water, gone. Just completely gone. I think we'd survive. I really do think we'd survive. But the bigger question is, would it save the planet? But that begs an even larger question, and that is, does the planet need saving? And is ice the way to do it? And then ask yourself this question. If today, well, let's see, in the past, as I said, it's been refrigeration, air conditioning, washers and dryers, dishwashers, gas stoves, and, of course, wood-fired pizza, and now ice cubes. Serious question. What's left? What's left? What do you think? I mean, just to be as absurd as you possibly can, I'll read a few on air if you're really absurd, and they're FCC compliant. But text the word Michael to 33103. What's next? And come on, we got ice, refrigerators, dishwashers, wood-fired pizzas. We got everything under the sun that if we don't stop using it, we're going to destroy the planet. And I am of a singular mind that none of this stuff is going to save the planet. You don't have anything that these congregants of this climate church will not take away from you once they have enough power. In the meantime, we're just kind of stuck. We're kind of chained to the pews of the church. And we're sitting there having to listen to the preacher preach and preach and preach at us all the time about all these things that we have to do. If we don't do all these things, we're not going to save the planet. And my gosh, it's all our fault. So what else is next? What else is next? Go back to Scientific American for a second. So they start the story out this way. In the early 19th century, more than 100 years before electric refrigeration, an entrepreneurial Bostonian named Frederick Tudor landed on an idea. He cut blocks of ice from his Massachusetts lake and sell it to places where temperatures were too warm for ice to form naturally. Potential financiers thought his plan was too absurd to work. How would he ship the ice without it melting, they wondered, and who would buy it when they could harvest it for free? He not only succeeded at distributing and selling ice, it actually revolutionized how Americans, how you and I, even on this weekend, think about food. For example, we haven't mentioned this, but probably should get rid of these too. How many of you either have or intend to fill up a cooler this weekend? You're going to go to the convenience store, you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going to buy a 5-pound, 2 5-pound bags, whatever, of ice, you're going to dump it in the cooler, you're going to stick your beer in there, probably not your Bud Light, but some sort of beer you're going to stick in there, and then you're going to stick your hot dogs and your frankfurters and your brats and everything else to keep it all cool. You're going to load in the back of the kids with a bunch of screaming kids, and you're going to go off somewhere to some national park somewhere or some local park, and then you're going to pull it all out, and you're going to be, oh, yes, we're Americans. We're Americans, and we got cold beer, we got cold drinks, we got food that's refrigerated that we were able to drive for 50, 100, 200 miles, and it's still fresh, and we can still use it, we can still cook it, and we're not going to get botulism or anything else. Wow. Why, instead of denigrating all of that, why don't we instead think to ourselves how freaking lucky we are that we had somebody like Frederick Tudor to come up with the idea of cutting up and selling ice, and then somebody coming up with Freon and has a way to extract heat out of the air and make the air cooler in our homes, and to make refrigerators turn ice boxes from literally ice boxes to refrigerators to keep things cool so we can have fresh food. And every single thing that we look at and say, oh, it makes our life better, they want to take away. They absolutely want to take it away. It's crazy. Text your answer. Text the word Michael to 33103. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Coming up next, you think I'm done with climate stuff? Oh, no, 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 no. The White House has a new plan that they want to deal with the sun. Yeah, the sun. Not S-O-N, not Hunter Biden, but the S-U-N. That's next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Your credit card debt is getting more expensive, and making minimum payments won't cut it. As a homeowner, you have a better solution. Let American Financing show you how to use your home's equity as a bank by accessing that cash to pay off that high-interest debt. Customers are saving an average of $700 a month. Start today, and you could delay two mortgage payments. American Financing, 866-877-2322 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, it's Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk to host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with us. 362. I think maybe I might have a cord unplugged here, but we'll get that figured out in a second. So, once again, proving that there's always this attempt to continue to try to get everything you can done in the most surreptitious way so that those of us, the mouth breathers, as somebody called us on the text line, so us mouth breathers don't really pay any attention to what's going on. The White House released a report late yesterday, on late Friday. Now, this is, you know, it's a, for a lot of us, it's not all of us, but for some people it's a four-day weekend. Monday and Tuesday turn out to be holidays because, well, July 4th is on a Tuesday, so let's take off Monday, so let's have a big long weekend. So on a long weekend like that, they decide to release a report that shows that the government is toying with the idea of blocking the sun's rays in attempt to quickly cool the planet. Quickly cool the planet. I didn't know we needed to quickly cool the planet. So they are offering a measure of support for this idea of studying how to block the sunlight from hitting the Earth's surface. And that's, you know, I know this is, we've heard this before, but this is the first time we actually have an official White House strategy, a White House plan, to limit global warming. It all comes in the face of a congressionally mandated report that, according to Politico magazine, could help bring efforts once confined to science fiction to the realm of legitimate debate. It's called some, it's this concept called solar radiation modification. Solar radiation modification. Now that's a potentially effective response, according to Politico magazine, as a response to fighting climate change. But what happens if and when we figure out a way to block the sun from hitting the Earth? Seems a little controversial to me. And it seems to me that's one of those ideas that still is within the realms of science fiction and actually shouldn't be a serious concern of the White House. But the catchily named Congressionally Mandated Research Plan and an initial research governance framework related to solar radiation modification. Yeah, that's the name of the report. You want to hear that again? Congressionally mandated research plan and initial research governance framework related to solar radiation modification. This report talks about various means by which to limit the amount of sunlight that hits the Earth, including the deployment of aerosols into the stratosphere, concept known as geoengineering, that we first heard about maybe 6 months ago. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong with this? Now, I know use of the term aerosols is a loaded term. And the aerosols that these so-called scientists might be considering are not the kind of aerosols that you and I might use, you know, like a room freshener or, you know, an aerosol that we use, a can of wiper stuff to clean windshield clean windshield fluid to clean our windshields off. Any number of things that you use that come in. Oh, spray paint. My gosh, spray paint. What are all the taggers going to do as they go out and put all their tags all over the overpasses and the highways and everywhere else? What, on the subway cars, what about them? Aerosols. We're going to put aerosols into the air. This report was put together by the government's Office of Science and Technology Policy. It had support from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and it provides a research plan for solar and other rapid climate interventions. On conclusion, one conclusion reached, seems to encourage outdoor experiments in combination with model and lab studies for understanding the processes involved with potential SRM development. So let's see how Politico reports it. Because, you know, Politico is probably going to be all in on this. Skeptically or not, that the White House weighed in on solar experimentation at all is remarkable, they say. The concept has created divisions among experts. No feces, Sherlock, I hope so. With some saying it could be a last line of defense against runaway warming if nations fail to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Let's think about that for a second. So if, let's just pick four countries at random, five countries. Let's use China, Japan, the United States, Russia, and pick a European country. Let's just go with the Brits since it's Independence Day weekend. Let's just choose the crazy Brits. So all five of those countries all emit carbon dioxide. They all emit greenhouse gases. They all emit pollutions, some more so than others. You seen Beijing lately? So some countries more so than others. So who gets the darkest part of the planet? Do we have to block out more sun over the United States than the Brits do? Because the Brits don't need to block out quite as much sun because it's always raining like hell in Great Britain. It's always kind of gray. So they may not need as much blockage as what China does. Oh, but they're run by the communists. Are the communists actually going to block out the sun so that we, the United States, won't have to block out quite as much sun here? And then think about this stupidity. The last I checked, let me think about this, but the last I checked, we revolve around the sun. So the sun strikes or hits, the sun rays hit different parts of the earth at different times. That's why I have to pull out my world clock and see exactly what time it is in Beijing right now. But it's, you know, somewhere in the world, it's late at night. It's dark. It's light where I am. You're going to take into account that? I think the fact that this report even exists is probably the most consequential component of the report itself. Because this signals that the United States government is supportive of this kind of research, including outdoor experimentation, which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, maybe I am, and I wouldn't doubt this, but maybe I'm living in the dark ages. But it appears to me that if we're going to toy with the idea of blocking out the sun in order to try to save the planet, that we've reached a whole new level of stupidity. Here's what Politico says. Climate change is already having profound effects on the physical and the natural world and on human well-being, and these effects will only grow as greenhouse gas concentrations increase and warming continues. Understanding these impacts is crucial to enable informed decisions around a possible role for SRM in addressing human hardships associated with climate change. So we have a hardship of too much sun. The government never does anything just right. The government either does something too little or too much. They never do it just right. So when they decide they're going to start blocking out the sun, are they going to... How much confidence do you have that the United States government, for example, is going to block out just enough sun? Just enough sun to keep the temperature of the earth at, what, 98.6 degrees? what is supposed to be the temperature of the Earth? And where is that temperature measured? And how do we measure that temperature? And isn't that temperature different here than it is in, say, in the northern part of the hemisphere, as opposed to the southern part of the hemisphere? And doesn't that change as the Earth, you know, begins to tilt? Why do we go down this path? We go down this path because we can. And more importantly, we go down this path because there's a government agency involved, which means that there is money involved, which means that a bunch of groups are going to get money to solve this issue, or just, I shouldn't say solve the issue, to study the issue, to look into the issue, and come up with these wild-ass ideas of how we're going to block out the sun, but somehow we're not going to be able to get the Chinese Communist Party to agree to it. Russia's busy fighting a war. Putin's trying to hold on to his power. I don't know what's going on in Brazil right now. They've got crazy stuff going on in Brazil we're going to talk about in a minute. So you got all this crazy stuff going all over the world, but somehow we're going to maybe turn over to the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and let them become the arbiter. Oh, how about the United Nations? That's like the bar scene out of Star Wars. Let's have the United Nations decide who gets to block out how much sun, for how long and when, for what length of time, for what part of year. And, oh, by the way, if the communists don't want to do it, that's fine because we're scared of the communists anyway, and the communists can get by with everything. This is the crazy stuff going on in the world right now. This is the absolute crazy stuff going on in the world where people think to themselves that this is the kind of thing that we have to do in order to save the planet. The planet's been around for a long time. The planet's going to be around for a lot longer, too. And I don't think that anything we do, blocking out the sun, getting rid of ice cubes, doing any of this stuff, is going to make one iota of a difference when you think that the major contributor to the climate is the sun itself, sun rays, solar flares, droplets of moisture in the air that creates wind, the sun and all that creates the wind. You got the jet stream, you get thunderstorms, you get dry lines, you get hurricanes, you get tornadoes, you get volcanoes, you get... The Earth is a living planet. And ice or no ice, sun or no sun, I don't think I have any confidence. In fact, I'm pretty confident in saying I have zero confidence in the idea of the government deciding to block out the sun as some way to save the planet. Call me skeptical, or just call me, maybe somewhat smart. On this 4th of July weekend, the next question I have for you is this. Are you over the age of 40? Are you married or are you unmarried? I ran across a report from the Pew Research Center about the number of people over the age of 40 that are married or unmarried, that are having kids or not having kids. Maybe we ought to be a little more concerned about population, not too many people, but not enough people. That's coming up next. This is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Back to the week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement, pretty easy. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com for everything you need about the program. So the Pew Research Center, which is a good, legitimate organization, their studies are pretty well balanced, and they look at really interesting subjects. Now, for the last two segments, we've talked about the climate and how the climate, you know, we're destroying ourselves, and as many of you have seen in text messages, that humans are the next, we just need to eliminate humans. Well, I think we're kind of doing that, because the number of Americans above the age of 40 who have never been married is now at an all-time high, according to the Pew Research Center. The percentage of those above 40 without ever having been married is now 25% compared to 20% just 13 years ago. Now, these trends come and go, but this is a trend line that has been on an upward trajectory for a couple of decades now. It's been recognizable since the end of the 20th century. In 1980, for some people, 1980, I wasn't even born in 1980. Well, I don't want to hear from you. In 1980, the number of unmarried people over the age of 40 was only 6%. Six. We're up to 25%. In 1990, it was 11%, and in 2000, it was around 15%. And when you dig deep into the study, there's really a huge disparity between college graduates and non-graduates. And those without a four-year degree were more likely not to have been married at 33%, whereas only 18% of people who actually had a four-year degree remained unmarried. So only 18%. Now, that amount also fluctuates among different ethnicities. 46% of blacks were unmarried above the age of 40. Only 17% of Asians, 20% of whites, and 27% of Hispanics. Now, over the long term, while, you know, we were told for decades, you know, we had all these stories, you know, the population bomb, and the earth wasn't going to be able to sustain, you know, 6 billion people or 8 billion people, or one time 1 billion people. We were all just going to die of starvation. It was just going to be some dystopian future that we're going to live in. Well, now it's actually turning into the opposite. That when you don't have population growth, when you actually start having declines in populations, economies cannot sustain themselves. Now, let's go back to the stats for just a second. 1 in 4, 25% of those over 40 who were unmarried in 2001 actually did end up marrying by the time they got to the age of 60. Now, what does that mean? I think that demonstrates the trend of younger generations actually delaying traditional aspirations until later in life, and I think that's tied to the economy. I think as the economy continues to sputter, and the economy just continues to under Biden economics, to just kind of not go anywhere, I think that people under the age of 40 are beginning to look around and saying, why do I want to take on the additional costs of a spouse? Even though two can live cheaper than one, they're looking at, I don't want kids, don't want to own a car, don't want to own a piece of real estate, don't want to own a home. I can rent everything, I can lease everything, don't need kids, don't want a kids, I don't want to spend money on kids, I don't want to do any of that. Well, at some point, and China's facing this problem right now, China will not be able to survive based on their one-child policy, which they're now trying to reverse. Again, an example of government doing something and taking it too far and it doesn't work. My, oh my, never ceases to amaze me. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael in your message to 33103. When we get back, the stories about...
Reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PRIDE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 42424. That's PRIDE to 42424.
Anderson explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explode. Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has ruled a Christian graphic artist who wants to design wedding websites can refuse to work with same-sex couples. Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel says the decision answers a fundamental question about the Constitution.
It says clearly that the First Amendment triumphs over government coercion of speech, including if it's an LGBTQ or any other kind of public accommodation or anti-discrimination law.
The court found in favor of designer Lori Smith, overruling a Colorado statute barring discrimination based on sexual orientation, race, gender, and other characteristics. She argued the law violates her free speech rights. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 against President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Conservative justices on the high court struck down the president's plan to wipe away hundreds of billions of dollars in student loans. The administration relied on a post-9/11 law to promise the debt forgiveness, but Chief Justice John Roberts said that was a misuse of executive authority and that Congress had not intended the HEROES Act to be used that way. The decision is a major blow to the president's campaign pledge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Leading contenders for the Republican presidential nomination have courted conservative women at the Moms for Liberty conference in Philadelphia. They did so yesterday, and among the speakers, former President Trump.
Together we're going to throw them out of office on Election Day of 2024. I believe it's going to be the most important election in the history of our country.
Strong windstorms struck areas of Illinois and Indiana this week with wind gusts up to 100 miles an hour. This longtime Terre Haute resident told WTHI it's the most intense storm she remembers in that area.
This is the worst we've ever seen it, for sure. It's the worst that we've ever been hit here.
Some half million customers lost electricity. More from townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
It's been 10 years since one of the deadliest wildfires in the U.S. killed 19 members of an elite Central Arizona firefighting crew.
Dry lightning ignited the Yarnell Hill fire on June 28, 2013, outside Prescott, north of Phoenix. The fire also destroyed more than 100 buildings in the small community of Yarnell. On Friday, both cities honored the Granite Mountain Hotshots with public events, with Brandon McDonough, the sole surviving Granite Mountain Hotshot, reading a prayer at a ceremony in Prescott. The fire has been the largest loss of life for U.S. firefighters since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
An invasion of crop-destroying pests in New York City. As if the smoke and haze from those Canadian wildfires weren't trouble enough, some parts of the Big Apple are swarming with flying insects now. The explosion of winged aphids, a nuisance and a source of curiosity for some. Health officials say there is nothing to worry about. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Young rioters clashed with police and looted stores across France for the fourth straight night of unrest.
The southern cities of Marseille and Lyon saw some of the worst violence overnight, with shops looted and vehicles set on fire. But the rioting appears to have ebbed compared to previous nights, with France's interior minister describing the violence as less intense during a visit to police outside Paris in the early hours of the morning. 45,000 extra security forces, including specialist units, were deployed to contain the unrest.
That is the BBC's Lucy Williamson reporting. New laws in Florida set to take effect. Employers who hire immigrants into the country illegally will face tough punishments. Gun owners will have more freedoms when more than 200 new Florida laws take effect today. Governor Ron DeSantis highlighting several as he seeks the Republican presidential nomination. You'll find more on these stories at srnnewstownhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
All right, let's get rolling here. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. By the way, happy 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day weekend, everybody. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. That's all you have to do. Just the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I read the text messages all the time. Then the second thing you need to do, which is a requirement of the program, if you'd like to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, for example, you know, on Instagram, I was out walking the dogs last night. I'm in New Mexico broadcasting today at our undisclosed location in New Mexico, and ran across some really gorgeous wildfires because, you know, the earth is burning up and the earth is dying, and so the wildfires are blooming like crazy. It's amazing. You can find those on Instagram at Michael D. Brown, but you can find all the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find the affiliate map, what time the affiliates carry the program. You can subscribe to the podcast there, or you can listen to the podcast. You can do all of that on one simple platform, one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. I want to mention real quickly about the, and I just feel like I need to do this until we get everybody kind of switched over. The podcast, we have two programs, but they're all under one podcast. We got The Weekend with Michael Brown, which is what you're listening to right now. Then you have the weekday program, which is The Situation with Michael Brown, which airs Monday through Friday out of Denver, Colorado from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. But both podcasts are under The Situation with Michael Brown. So if you are on Apple Podcasts or you are on Google, you use Downcast, wherever you go to get your podcasts, search for The Situation with Michael Brown, and you will get both the weekday and the weekend podcast. You'll get both of those by searching for The Situation with Michael Brown. Or you could just simply go to michaelsaysgohere.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast there also. The Democrats. I was thinking about this because I was watching, if you haven't seen it, Joe Biden walked off stage during a television interview this past week. And as I watched that, I thought there really is something about the Democrats being the masters of holding on to power long after they should hold on to power. Now, I've made this clear many times, and I want to make it clear again because I know that in the demo of this audience, I've got teenagers and I've got octogenarians. I've got the whole gamut of people that listen to this program, and I'm quite proud of that. But I also know that people age differently. And some things can happen in someone's life that will cause them to start aging more rapidly than they would otherwise. I don't know. I may have a Juris Doctorate, but I don't have a medical degree. So I can't diagnose Joe Biden. All I can tell you is what I observe. And what I observe with Joe Biden is someone who, for the age of 80, when I think of most of the people that I know who are age 80, Joe Biden is 1,000% worse than what they are. He doesn't have the presence of mind to understand his surroundings. Now, I want to give you a little context for this description of him walking off an interview at MSNBC. Joe Biden, for decades, I'm talking 40, 50 years or longer, Joe Biden has understood what it is to give a television interview. He knows exactly how to do it. He's done it probably thousands of times in his lifetime, and he knows how television works. If you've never been on a television program, if you've never been interviewed by a TV person, whether in studio or remotely, it goes like this. You are seated next, let's say it's an in-studio interview. You are taken into the studio. The anchor is already seated because even if the program hasn't started yet, the anchor is having the last-minute discussions with his or her producer about the rundown, about the topics, about the questions. They're going over last-minute staging things. They're going over, in this case, the President of the United States is getting ready to sit next to you. So here's what the Secret Service wants. Here's what our producers want. Here's what's going to happen. And all of that occurs. So the anchor sits at the desk. Just imagine any news story, any news show that you've watched. I don't care whether it's local or national. This applies across the board. And Joe Biden's done this thousands of times in his life. You walk in, you're escorted in, and the studio is dark, with the exception of the Klieg lights that are shining down on the anchor's desk for the camera and the lighting. And so you walk into this dark room, and then there's this one spot that is very brightly lit, and that's where the anchor is sitting. Generally, a producer will, in this case, walk the President of the United States over, show him to his seat, pull out the chair for him, let him get seated, let him get comfortable. The sound people come over, they put the microphone on. Whether it's a lavalier or whatever, they put some sort of microphone on. They do last-minute checkup of the makeup. They get the shine off the forehead. They get the shine off the nose. All of this is all taking place while the anchor may still be reading a story. The anchor may still be live on air while this is taking off just to the anchor's side. Again, I emphasize, Biden's done this thousands of times. Then they'll whisper, they'll put an IFB, they'll put an earpiece in the president's ear so that the producers can talk to the president or whoever the guest is. And they'll say, you're coming up next. We're going to do a cutaway, for example, where they might say, coming up next, the President of the United States of America. Mr. President, we're going to focus on you for 5 seconds, look into the camera and smile, and they'll do a 5-second cutaway, and then they'll go to a break. And then the anchor and the president will chit-chat for a little bit. And all of this is important. It may seem like this is way too much detail, but this is important for you to understand because this is how it works, and this is something that Joe Biden has done his entire life. His entire life. So now he sits down with Nicole Wallace. Nicole Wallace used to work in the Bush White House. I've known Nicole Wallace for 20-some years. Don't really like the woman, but that's neither here nor there. She's currently a talking head on MSNBC. Well, power to her. Good for her. She's a nut job, right? She's a nut job. So, well, she's on MSNBC. There's all you need to know. So Nicole Wallace sits there. She's got the interview of her lifetime. The freaking president of the United States of America is going to sit down and talk to her. So the president's sitting there. The lights come on. The floor manager, the stage manager, does the countdown. 3, 2, 1, and the lights come on, the cameras go on, and Nicole Wallace says, Mr. President, welcome to, you know, whatever her show is, The Weekend with Nicole Wallace. And she starts asking him questions. They have a conversation. And the president is, at that point, engaged. Because he has somebody that he can focus on. You know how it is when you go, I'm not trying to be crude here, I'm just trying to draw a realistic picture. You go visit someone in a nursing home or in a hospital, depending on how severe their condition is. They pay attention to you because now they have someone to talk to. And in this case, the president has somebody to talk to. Nicole's there. He knows Nicole Wallace. They know each other. So they're talking. They're having a grand time. And the end of the interview occurs, and she says, thank you, Mr. President. For his entire life, Joe Biden has known to stay seated. Because if he stands up, first of all, he's still wired. He still has a microphone on. You need to have it. The sound person needs to come over and take the microphone off. But he doesn't do that. He stands up and starts to walk off and literally walks behind. No, I'm sorry to laugh, but it's freaking hilarious. A guy, a career politician who lives and breathes television, stands up at the end of the interview and walks behind the anchor, as the cameramen don't have any choice. They can't cut away. They're focused on the anchor person. Nicole Wallace has to keep talking. She kind of grins. She kind of looks at him and continues her monologue into the next segment. While the President of the United States just wanders off. Why do I give you such detail? Because to me, having been in studios, having been in those kinds of interviews, and I certainly have been in politics, you know, my entire lifetime, like Joe Biden has, it's important for you to understand that he did not have the presence of mind about where he was or what he was doing. You know, one of the most reliable standards in comedy has always been how politicians always put their foot in their mouth, or they always say something or do something. Dan Quayle can't spell potato. Gerald Ford trips over himself. Gerald Ford hits somebody with a golf ball. Dick Cheney shoots his best friend in the face with a shotgun. George W. Bush mangles the English language. Barack Obama has his, what appears to be, his penis showing during a television interview. There is just a gold mine of comedy when it comes to politicians. Now, closer to our own time, comedians had fun with George W. Bush, my old boss. They had fun with Donald Trump. Indeed, anybody who's ever risen to the top of the Republican Party at some time has been the brunt of jokes of comedians. Now, something striking about this is that rarely is there any sort of similar comedic reaction over the ineloquence of American politicians that have a D after their name, Democrat. Now, if you're a fan of the Democrat Party, you'll say that this is because their party attracts a more cerebral type of person. Well, they're smarter than the Republicans, and so there's not really a lot to make fun of. Well, that's bullcrap. Every politician does something at some time or another stupid, either says something stupid or does something stupid. So when the Democrats say, well, it's because we're smarter than the average bear, that ignores facts. For all while Democrats can produce the occasional silver-tongued son of a gun like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, I mean, they were great orators. They are, the Democrats are, at least as capable of producing comedy as anybody else. Proof? That's coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and E Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Happy Independence Day weekend, everybody. So I went through this probably painfully detailed description of what it's like for a politician to walk into a television studio to do an interview. But I wanted you to understand the details of that, because that's something that Joe Biden has done for his entire life. So this is not like walking into a space station on Mars. This isn't like he's never been to a McDonald's in his entire life and he's walked up to a kiosk and he has no idea how to order, you know, a Big Mac from a kiosk. It's not like he's walked into a Taco Bell and he doesn't know what a burrito is. This is his element. This is his livelihood. And he has no self-presence. No self-presence whatsoever. And as I watched that, it hit me that, and again, I call me old-fashioned, but I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in decades, because to me, Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny since, you know, Aykroyd and Belushi, but maybe that dates me. But it would have been a fantastic, and it could be, maybe it will, hold out hope, that it actually could be a Saturday Night Live skit. Or some stand-up comedian somewhere is going to make fun of it. And it's not to make fun of the fact that Joe Biden doesn't have a clue about what he's doing. That's not necessarily the issue. The issue here is that Joe Biden is aging to the point where I think he's a danger to national security. The Democrats have an explanation for what I just said. We're often reminded that, as a young man, Joe Biden had to overcome a stammer. He stuttered. Still, he remains one of the most yawningly unfollowable politicians I have heard. I can tell you on numerous occasions, particularly post 9/11, there would be Senate committee hearings. There would be Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. There would be briefings we would do. And Joe Biden would walk in. I know this is 20 years ago, but Joe Biden would walk into that room, and he was the center of attention. He was affable. He was glad-handing. He was always joking and walking up to people and slapping them on the back. Fortunately, there weren't any women in the room, or he'd have been just like, who knows, but, you know. When Joe Biden sticks to the teleprompter, it's almost as if he's reading it, not really believing the words, or he's afraid that he's going to get tripped up again. He did it just again this past week. You know, on a teleprompter, it will say, it'll have whatever you're reading. And then let's say there's a quote. They want to quote Michael Brown. So it will say, Michael Brown quote, and then it'll put the quote there. And then at the end, it will put the words, end of quote, so that you know that the next sentence is you talking again. It's your speech. You don't say the words, end of quote. You don't say, Michael Brown said blah, 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 end of quote, blah, 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 blah. No, that's just a signal to the speaker that that's the end of the quote block. Last year, when he was announcing the appointment of Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Biden was flanked by the judge and by Vice President Kamala Harris. And he said, America's a nation that can be defined in a single word. The Vice President stared straight ahead because she knew what was about to happen. He, and I was trying to find this earlier, but I can't find the exact soundbite, but we play it all the time during the weekday show. The word in question, American, could be summed up in one word. It came out as excuse me. And he went on to talk about the Himalayas. Nobody knows what he was talking about. It's a danger. On reflection, what does this mean? Text the word Michael to 33103. What does it mean that Biden is aging so rapidly and so badly? And why can't Democrats just step aside? That's next.
Yeah. $5 for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Hey guys, you hear that? That's the sound of you doing nothing about your hair loss. And the longer you let this go, the worse your hair loss will get. What are you waiting for? Right now is the time to take action. And Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. You heard that right. You can get your real hair back permanently. All you have to do is send them a text, and they'll send you an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card. So text the word KEEP to 200-300 right now, and let Bosley show you for free just how good your hair could look. Bosley has been giving men their hair back permanently for nearly 50 years. These guys are stone-cold experts, way ahead of the curve with the latest hair restoration technology. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. You are going to love what they'll do for your hair. So don't wait another day. Text KEEP to 200-300 right now for your free information kit and a $250 off gift card. Text the word KEEP to 200-300. Text KEEP to 200-300 now.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Then for everything about the program, affiliates, locations, times, subscribe to the podcast, download the podcast, follow me on social media, anything and everything you can possibly imagine that you ever want, we've got it at one place, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Now, don't let that throw you off. That'll take you to the website for my weekday program, but everything for both the weekend program and the weekday program are all there in one-stop shop. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So let's go back to this whole story that, so the president's introducing then-judge Ketanji Jackson Brown, Ketanji Brown Jackson, not Jackson Brown, Brown Jackson. And he says, you know, America can be summed up in a single word. And he goes, mumbles something, and then just, and starts talking about the Himalayas. If you watch that video, you'll see Kamala Harris, the vice president, kind of smirking a little bit, almost as if she's taking notes from the master. Because, let's be honest, Kamala Harris's speeches aren't exactly the Gettysburg Address. It's not Washington's farewell address. It's not even Kennedy or Martin Luther King. No, their speeches leave a lot to be desired. So Harris picks up big subjects. The nature of time, the passage of time. Remember that one? And then proceeds to say something that is simultaneously excitable to her, maybe not to the audience, in which she'll follow with that really shrill cackle and then just banality. Last year in a speech, that time speech, she said, the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. There is such great significance to the passage of time. And everybody listening thought to themselves, indeed, time was passing, and we're sitting here wasting our time listening to you talk about the passage of time. But very, very slowly. What does all of this have to do with my thesis that Democrats stay in power longer than they should? Because if you want to make the argument, let me make the argument for you. There's a Republican. I'll let you guess who it is before I tell you. He is either 89 or just turned 90 years old. He's a member of the United States Senate. He's a Republican. He's one of the more articulate Republicans. Now, you can make a joke about that, Republicans and being articulate, but that's for another time, maybe another show. But here's this 89, 90-year-old senator who's been the United States senator as a United States senator since dirt was invented. He's articulate, he's smart, he's cogent, he's able to articulate things very, very well. He doesn't appear on TV a lot, but when he does, he talks in really succinct sound bites that get straight to the point and straight to the heart of the matter. You know who it is? It's Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley, this old dirt farmer from Iowa that is just absolutely at the top of his game at 90 years old. Now you got somebody, Joe Biden, who's, you know, almost a decade younger, and he can't walk off television studios properly. Dianne Feinstein from California. She's been a representative for California since 1992. And she has, even though, look, I got to know Dianne Feinstein when I worked in D.C. I think she's an honorable woman. I think she's an incredibly smart woman. But bless her heart, my gosh, between the shingles and her deteriorating health, she needs to leave. So now 90 years old. It's another example of how you can be in great health one day and then get sick, and even though you're 90 years old and articulate, the next day you're 90 years old and one day older, and you can't even speak. That's Dianne Feinstein. She looks, honestly, she looks like she's close to death. And, of course, there's a big fight underway for her seat. And so I know that's politics. But the right thing to do is to resign. Because even if you die in office, the governor's still going to appoint somebody. And knowing Gavin Newsom in California, he'll resign as governor. He'll appoint himself as senator so that he can have a head, you know, he can have a leg up on the seat. Those kind of politics are going to play out regardless. But there's something kind of sickening about the insistence that the representatives of the Democrat Party put politics and staying in office and power ahead of their own health and ahead of their own reputations. I've heard people say, people in D.C. have told me, that Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, many think that she is the only person able to persuade her husband not to run for another term next year. Biden will be 86 years old when he finishes his second term. At a time when his running mate's net approval ratings hit a low of minus 17, you would have thought that letting in a new wave of talent would be mere survival instinct. Yet the Democrat Party truly marches to an entirely different drum. If you doubt that, then I want you to look at what they've actually done to Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. The party's candidate in last year's senatorial election suffered a horrendous, massive stroke just before his victory in the primaries. It was so bad that Senator Fetterman, soon to be Senator Fetterman, his wife delivered his victory speech for him. But what did the Democrats do? They pushed him into that election anyway, unwilling to change candidates at such a late stage. And so Fetterman has also been effectively wheeled into the Senate to vote and to do as he is told. When he does speak, it is clear, and I don't mean this derogatorily, I just make it as an observation, that Senator Fetterman has serious cognitive problems. Why do we, if I think about it, I can find some old fart Republican that I can make fun of. But it seems to be predominant on the Democrat side. This week, even John Fetterman startled Joe Biden. They were at a reopening of I-95. It had been closed following this horrible accident. Fetterman made a brief appearance. Air Force One lands. The president's coming down the staircase. Didn't trip, made it all the way down. When the President of the United States shows up, even when he shows up in a disaster area, on Interstate 95, Biden showed up in, I don't know whether he had a tie on or not, but he had a sport coat, pants, obviously he had pants on. He had sport coat, dress pants, and a white shirt. He looked presidential. When you greet the President of the United States, you should reflect the fact that you're meeting the most powerful man on the face of the earth, the President of the United States of America. Fetterman shows up in crappy sneakers, his basketball shorts, and a hoodie. And all I can think of is there not one single Democrat, either on the White House staff, or quite honestly, more appropriately, a Democrat member of the United States Senate that would not pull him aside and say, John, you're a member of one of the most exclusive clubs in the entire world. You are a United States Senator. You are one of only 100 people that represent all 50 states in this country. Play the part. And I'm a guy who, for 6 years in Washington, always had, I never went anywhere without a coat and tie on, because I knew at any moment I had to be at the White House, had to be in the Oval Office, had to be on Air Force One, had to be at a congressional hearing, had to be somewhere, and I was not going to show up in a hoodie and basketball shorts and sneakers, even though I got some damn nice sneakers. Not going to do it. because that's not the role. And that, and there is a role to play in politics, and neither Biden nor Fetterman are playing that role. Kamala Harris isn't playing the role. Dianne Feinstein isn't playing the role. None of these people are playing the role that they need to play. And again, I, you know, if I spend enough time, I can point out the same problem on the Republican side. Although I gave you the exact opposite, a guy that's actually older than Biden and has, and can run circles intellectually around Biden right now. I say all of that to get to this point. It's a national security concern for the country. You know, we almost had a coup. We had a mutiny. We almost had a coup. We almost had a coup or a mutiny in Russia. Russia is one of the world's largest holders, possessors of nuclear weapons. What were to come of those? What decisions have to be made by the President's National Security Council about what do we do to secure nuclear weapons if there is a revolution or another 1917 civil war in Russia in which 10 million, 20 million Soviets, or in this case Russians, die? Joe Biden should announce, in the vein of Lyndon Baines Johnson, that he will not accept his party's nomination to be the next president of the United States of America. It's for, and you can laugh at me when I say this, but I mean it sincerely. It's for his own good. I understand the power and the intrigue and the awesomeness of being president of the United States of America. Not because I was president, but because I worked shoulder to shoulder with one. Because I was there. And I know what it's like. And I understand how powerful that position is. And with that power comes incredible responsibility. And this country, you can choose to believe this or not believe this, but if this were a Republican behaving the same way that Joe Biden's behaving, or that Kamala Harris is behaving, or John Fetterman is behaving, I would like to believe, in fact, I do believe, I would be saying exactly the same thing. And I would be saying it for two reasons. One, because there are things more important in life than being president of the United States of America. You know, flying on Air Force One, pretty damn cool. Flying on Marine One, pretty damn cool. Having the whole White House mess to cater to your every need, pretty damn cool. Just living in the White House, pretty damn cool. But life itself is much more precious and much more fragile than whatever time Joe Biden has left on this earth. And you notice I haven't said a word about the Republican side in terms of making it into who can beat Joe Biden, because that's not my point. My point is he's a danger to the country. He's doing a disservice to the country, and he's doing a disservice to his family. He has grandkids, for Pete's sake. Go see, you have a beach house. You got a beach house in Rehoboth, Delaware. Go spend time with the kids on the beach on the 4th of July weekend. Do that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'd be really curious whether you think I'm completely off base on this or not, but I sincerely believe this. So text your response, your message, Michael and your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Your credit card debt is getting more expensive and making minimum payments won't cut it. As a homeowner, you have a better solution. Let American Financing show you how to use your home's equity as a bank by accessing that cash to pay off that high interest debt. Customers are saving an average of $700 a month. Start today, and you could delay two mortgage payments. American Financing, 866-877-2322, or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
By the way, welcome back to Speaking with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you here. Appreciate you joining me on this Independence Day weekend. You know, in the next hour, we're going to talk, I'm going to try to squeeze in the next hour some discussion about these Supreme Court cases that came down regarding affirmative action and the student loan program and the web designer. These are all fascinating cases, both from a political point of view and from a legal point of view. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Declaration of Independence, because after all, it is Independence weekend. But I would encourage you at some point, and I know a lot of people won't do this, but I wish you would. Because I'm afraid it's not being taught in history. You know, we did a little bit on the weekday show where we did remember Jay Leno used to do that series called Jaywalking, where he would go out and interview people on the street and ask them questions. And we were playing the bit where he asked them about citizenship questions, the basic questions that someone applying to become a citizen of the United States would be required to answer to pass the test to become a U.S. citizen. And, of course, most of them couldn't answer the questions. Well, that also led to a discussion about, you know, a lot of that is set up. You know, you got producers looking for the dumbest people you can find on Hollywood Boulevard. So we understand that it's a comedic bit. But there's also, because as in all comedy, there has to be an element of truth in order for it to be funny. So when people are asked a question about, you know, why do we celebrate Independence Day? Well, the answer is in the question. Why do we celebrate Independence Day? Oh, well, because it's, and then Lena would go on to ask, well, you know, who do we win our independence from? And nobody would know. It would be interesting for you, grandkids, kids, your own rugrats, whoever they are, the neighbor kids, they're all over and everybody's trying to play games and you're over here. Come here, kids. I want to ask you some questions. Who was the first president of the United States of America? Why do we celebrate July 4? What happened on July 4? Who do we get our independence from? Yeah, you can be that grumpy old man. But in all seriousness, it would be worth it to see how much, and don't pressure them, but just, you know, let's have some fun, kids. Let me ask you some questions about this weekend. Because my fear is, or my belief is, my understanding is, because civics really isn't being taught, most kids aren't going to be able to answer those questions. So, if you have the chance, I'd love for you to do it, and then text me. Text the word Michael in your message 33103, and tell me how did it go, because I can't wait to hear. So in that last segment, I'm talking about how Democrats sometimes don't know when it's time to leave, and of course there are Republicans that do the same thing. Well, ran across the story. Here's the headline. Kamala Harris shares life-changing hair secrets. Well, this is a story you got to know. Kamala Harris actually sat down with a reporter to talk about hair secrets. Quote, "So you know, I don't use a curling iron. It's too much heat. I use a round brush." "Your hair must be super fine, Madam Vice President," said the interviewer. Well, it turns out that Harris merely spends a while brushing her hair, much like she's willing to spend time in her interviews with, you know, millennial celebrities talking about, oh, look at the moon up there. Someday we're going to go to the moon again or whatever. People's write-up of this chat, People Magazine, this is the kind of stuff I do for you guys. I read People Magazine, not because I want to, but because I hear a story about it. It's like, I can't pass this up. She says, on Inauguration Day, Vice President Harris showed the American public how important style and image would be in her term. Decked out in her Christopher John Rogers Royal Purple Ensemble, Harris blazed in her power for all to see. Later in the night, the first woman Vice President Harris would return in a blinged-out Sergio Hudson dress. Sergio Hudson? Yeah, I don't know. And don't tell me you know either. I don't know either. Yes, this is what we get in American politics. The Vice President of the United States telling us her hair secrets. I'd like to know where she got the laugh. That's what I'd like to know. Supreme Court decisions and the Declaration of Independence coming up next on The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.